listening to me. But it's just been a wonderful time. You know, most of our adult lives, we moved to London, back in my 83, I did, you 84. We met here. We got to know some of the people who started this church very early on. So ever since we've been in London, this church has really been part of our lives and our family's life. So.
I just want to say that we are planning some kind of farewell party at our home before we actually go, before we actually leave, and you'll all be invited. So don't... What? Oh, I don't mind that. But thank you. But you'll, you know, be sure that you'll all be invited, so that nobody will be left out or missed out. Even if we've forgotten someone, tell them that we're coming. You know that. But we don't know when that will be yet. And today, of course, is I've just noticed on the notices it's Rosie's, our first grandchild. It's Rosie's first birthday today. And on the back of the notices here, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I've just spotted that, and that's what I wrote in her card yesterday. It's the same verse. Because, as you know, she's Rosie Elizabeth Hope because of the amazing, incredible story and journey that happened for her before, while she was in the womb, before she was born, and we are so grateful to God. So I just wanted to say it's her birthday today as well. So I haven't got very much to say apart from you can't. What Trevor said is there isn't a big speech you can do because leaving here is too big. So you can't really sum it up. But both our children love the Lord. That's all I ever wanted. And that's bound to being here. So thank you. Thank you for all that we've received from you.
Thank you. Oh, here we go.
Oh, look at that. Thank you.
What do you say, except we're going to miss you. Obviously, it's going to be a massive sort of gap in the church. And thank you, because all the time that I've been sort of involved in leading, which is for virtually most of the years that we've been going, Trevor and Lisa have been there supporting me. And a lot of personal support, which I really appreciate, because sometimes when you're doing this sort of thing, even though in the early days we didn't have a team as such, and it can be quite lonely at the top doing stuff. And these two have always been there. And I think they've been there for a lot of people in the church as well, because they've been involved in the pastoral ministry for, I don't know how many years, donkey's years, you know. And Trevor's preaching has always been a great inspiration to us. Lisa's particularly good with prophetic stuff and praying and worship, of course. So they've had such an impact and such an input to the church. So, I mean, thank you seems almost to be, you know, not enough, but that's really all we can say is thank you, and that, you know, we bless you as you go, and we pray that you'll get a good set up wherever you're gonna eventually settle. And I think we'd like to pray for them. So could I invite you, if you'd like to join us, to pray. Hugh, would you like to come and pray?
Sorry. It just, you know, this is quite difficult, so it has to be of the Lord. It is. We know it's of the Lord. He's been stirring in our hearts for years, and then COVID put it all on the back burner. But it is of the Lord. I want to testify that he has, it's not all bad, and there are parts of our lives that are excited about the new horizons he's got and what the path that he's got for us. I am excited about that. But today is a day of leaving, and you can't cleave to the next thing until you've left, honey.
Father, you know there's a lot of gratitude in our hearts for all of these years, and for me too, the joy of knowing Trevor and Lisa has been absolutely amazing. And just to know their kids have grown up knowing you means so much. But Lord, we're aware that you are the God who takes us forward, and we do want this to be a moment where not only we express our gratitude, but we commit to that loving journey that's taking them forward, and just pray, Lord, that your blessing will be with them on every step of the way. Lord, we know that you're the God that doesn't change. So, Lord, wherever, however, whenever, you're going to be the same. And we just pray enormous blessing from your heart onto these two amazing people, and just trust you, Lord, for their futures, that you're going to take them from glory to glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trevor and Lisa, I want to share something. It's come in two parts. Last week, when I prayed for you, I felt the Lord was saying, don't worry, because you're not leaving the Lord. You're leaving this church, but you're not leaving the Lord. And as Hugh has said, it's like he never leaves us, he never forsakes us. So, and then today I've got part two. You know the buses we used to have, London buses that had no doors, and you hopped on and off at the back, and there was a pole. And I feel the Lord saying that you go into your new place is as easy as hopping off one bus and hopping on the next. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you are the thread that runs through our lives, and we may spend our lives in many places with many people in many fellowships, but Lord, we thank you that you are the thread that runs through. You are the God that never lets us down. You are the God that never leaves us. And you are the God that never forsakes us. And you are the one and only. As we sang today, you are the one who loves us. And so, Lord, we pray that Trevor and Lisa's move will be as easy as hopping off one bus onto the next. And they will see answers to prayer. And they will see new blessings. And Lord, we want to release them to those blessings. And we want to enjoy hearing good reports and meeting up in time to come and seeing your continued journey with them. We thank you that you are their Father and that you will be there for them in every way. So we pray your blessing upon them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Anyone else want to?
Well, first of all, personally, I want to say thank you. You've been amazing to Charlie and I over the years. You've been a real support. Christ in you has been that support, and we thank you. I think I can say that from both of us. but the word is something I picked up yesterday, of course, and it's on a bookmark. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Nice long psalm. I think I spoke to you already probably numerous times over dinner, affirming that even though you said you didn't feel you'd been called, I believe that Christ's timing at some point will tell you exactly what you've been called into. And I'll continue to pray for that for you. And if he cares to share that with me, I'll also pass it on. I just wanted you to know that your light shines because Christ in you shines. And that then does obviously become the lamp to your feet and a light to your path. But it's also been a follow the leader type light, where you've worked in many ways with many people here to help them find their way too. Because Christ in you has done that. And it's amazing how you've been able to guide and support and love and nurture people throughout the years. My biggest regret, because I'm being selfish, is I'm not going to see enough of you. But of course you'll be inundated with people who want to come and visit. It happens that way. And also I've bought a little gift from Charlie. I do wear this on this jacket, but just because he had a really strong bond, particularly with you, if I can say that, Trevor, as man to man, he really enjoyed time with you when he could get it, and chats, and I know you used to meet sometimes quickly in lunch hours and things like that. And that he had a real thing about remembrance. That's why he really wanted to have communion. He wanted to remember Christ, and he will... I'm sure in some ways, he'll sort of be around me enough to make me remember you two. We won't ever forget you. You know, you're so important to us. So I wanted to say that. And then I'm just going to pray for you. Yeah, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you so much for what you have done through this couple. And we celebrate their relationship in you. We celebrate their marriage. And we celebrate their family. And we've been blessed to see that throughout the years and how that's developed. And Lord, we know that in adversity, and we all suffer adversity, valley times, that we are often at our most connected with you. And I know there's been times with both of them where they've been in that valley. And Lord, you've never left their side. You've always been there for them. And Lord, we know that produces perseverance in character. And of course, then it produces the hope that we have in you. So Lord, we just thank you once again. And we pray that as they go on this new journey, this golden path, as I keep calling it, that Lord, they'll have more clarity of what it is that you want them to do. They'll know your calling, Lord. Amen.
Okay, so again, thank you so much for everything you've done for me and for Paul. It's been a pleasure to have you looking after us and praying for us. I particularly thank God for your wisdom, your discernment, your commitment to God, and your commitment to this church. And as I've been thinking about you going, all I seem to get is the scriptures in Psalms where there's pictures of nature. Hinds feet in high places comes to mind, and I feel that you're going to go to the next level, and it's almost like you've been touching that for so long, but you're going to break through into the next section and the next part of the mountain and the next part that God wants to take you. And I can see you soaring like an eagle. And I saw the eagles, and I saw the deer, and I saw hinds feet. And I want to thank you for your commitment to God and your faithful journey that you've had with him to get you to this place. And we feel very privileged to have been a part of that. So I want to thank God for you. And I want to bless you on your journey, that may continue, that his light would shine before you, that his protection would be on you, and that your ministry, that it would just go from 100-fold to 100-fold as you continue to serve him and the new community that he has put you in. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'd just like to pray for you, Trevor and Lisa. Thanks so much. And what can we say? Ministry, commitment, part of our family. You've allowed us to be part of your family. And so there's not a lot you can add, really, is there? It's over years and years. I want to thank you for your commitment to the fellowship here and to us as a couple, and to the ministry that I had as well. You've supported us in that, and you prayed for everybody here. And that's been quite obvious. And you've been willing to use your skills and what the Lord's given you to serve us. So that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? Sharing with one another and helping one another, and sharing our lives with one another. And that's what you've done. And so let me bless you now. Father, I just want to ask your blessing upon Trevor and Lisa. We just came back from a conference about blessing families, and we thank you that their family has blessed us. They've blessed us as being part of our family, and we want to bless them as they leave here and go to different pastures and serve other people. But Lord, we thank you. It's not about them. It's about not about what they have done, but it's about a matter of what you've done in their lives. It's a matter of your grace and your mercy and your commitment to them, and then them allowing that commitment to work out in their lives and to serve others. So we thank you so much for your blessing upon them. As Lisa said, thank you so much that their children are walking with you. And we pray that generations will continue to walk with you in years to come. We want to pray your blessing upon them, their family, the fellowship they're going to, and that your grace will continue to work out in their lives, and that they'll continue to hear from you and be able to be channels of your goodness and your grace to others, because that's their heart, to serve your kingdom and to build your kingdom and to make you number one now and always. And so we thank you for where they're going to go, and we thank you for all that they've done here with us. And we want to bless you and give you the glory, because the glory goes to you at the end of the day. It's not about them. It's not about us. It's a matter of what we want to bring glory to you, and you won't give your glory to anybody else. So we lift you up today, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for the work that you've done in their lives and for the way they've reflected you to us. Amen.
I'm just going to pray for you both. There's lots of things I want to say. Thank goodness I don't have to sit through another one of your sermons. I want to thank you for the support that you've been to me in what I'm doing as well. And so I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as a fellowship, I want to thank you, Lord, that, Father, as family, we hold Trevor and Lisa very much close to our hearts. But Lord, we know, Father, that Lord, we've also got to let go. And Father, this is tough for us to let go of two very special people. But Lord, I want to pray, Father, that Lord, you will put your angels around them. I want to pray, Lord, that you cover them, Father, in your blood. And that, Father, just as easy as it is of getting off of one bus and straight onto another, Lord, that may be so right for these two, Lord. Lord, for their family, for the children, Lord, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, your hand has been upon them. Mm. Yes. And, Father, it's time for us as a fellowship to let these two very special people go and bless someone else and somewhere else, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that your hand is in what they're doing and what we're doing. Yes. Yes. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Trevor and Lisa, we are going to listen.
Our Lord, but you have a purpose for everything. Even before we were born, each one of us, you have a plan for each and every one of us. They have been with us because you purposed it. You have used them here, our Lord and our God, to bless us in the fellowship and individually. Our Heavenly Father, they are your children. You know them. Now that you have directed them to go up to another place, our Lord and our God, we believe that you have a purpose for them there. We thank you for the time they were here. We thank you, our Lord and our God, that you enabled them to do your work. And as they move to this new location, our Heavenly Father, we want you to continue to empower them in doing your work. We pray that you continue to fill them with your peace. We pray, our Lord and our God, just as Lisa testified here, that you continue to abide with their children as well. We thank you. We are one in spirit wherever they go. We, our Lord and our God, are your children. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you will also empower them, our Heavenly Father, to continue to accommodate us. Just as Sister Sue said, they will have a lot of visitors. Our Lord, provide for them. And even as they visit us, our Heavenly Father, on their own part, enable us to receive them, to welcome them. We thank you. We worship them. Go with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. It just struck me yesterday when I was doing the weekly email that Psalm 121 is the thing that really applies to you at the minute, in a sense. I want to give you that, and I'll just read it. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. And then these last four verses particularly, I think. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. So, unto God's gracious mercy, we commit you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance and give you peace. Amen.
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 Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
We're going to have...